This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Sorry if people are upset we're off the clock because they're like, you need to be back. I'm ready at noon. Mm-hmm. You're right. Mm-hmm. And I apologize for that. Late Forgiveness Friday. I also apologize to Ralph from Germany for having bad attitude at one day. But we've just had people stop by.
That's clever.
Bobby Belt has been here. Christy Scales stopped by. We had CW30.
E-Steve.
Yeah.
Daniel
not E-Steve.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what he expects now. Like, that's how he's.
Every
he's
time good. I see him, I'm going to be like, E-Steve. That's how I'm going to save him on my phone.
Yeah.
And so we've just had a cavalcade of guests stop by. But let's get to some NFL overreaction or reality. Alec, I'm going to throw this to you first.
Oh, no.
Because we've made your job a nightmare probably for a good chunk of the day. NFL overreaction or reality. You wish your fantasy football commissioner would just pick a date for the draft already.
Yeah, in every league that I'm in, we have not discussed anything. Like, oh, I'm man. So sick. We have not even brought it up. I probably have the power to do that. I'm not the commissioner in any league, but I should probably say something. So I think I'm going to do that today because I kind of want to know what my team's going to look like.
Mm-hmm. It's a reality. Fair.
Kevin, overreaction for the simple reason that that my commissioner's already found the place. And for years, we were at Fox and the Hound in Richardson, and they closed down recently. And we were like, what are we going to do? And my friends over at Jake stepped up. They stepped up and said, hey, we'll host this thing. So we are going to be doing ours at Jake's. If you want to do a fantasy football draft, go check in with Jake's and see what they got to offer for you right there. So that's available. So he did that. That being said, they were bringing it up on the show the other day on the morning show.
Yeah.
And they were like, Corey basically is every other year interested in being in this league. So should we even keep him in the league? And I was like, oh man, that is a good point. Because I'll draft a team and then just be like, that's a good team. And then I'll leave it alone. And then I have like 8 wins and I'm pretty happy with everything.
Okay. All right. I like how we're really helping people kind of plan their life along the way.
Eat at Taco Bueno. Yes. Do your fantasy drafts over at Jake's.
And go play pickleball at Pickler Universe in Carrollton, where the G-Bag Nation will be doing their show today.
And then get your roof done with Kyle Frazier and Frazier Roofing.
Yes. Kyle.
Frazier.
I'm going to be calling you. All right. NFL overreaction or reality. Jackson Dart will start at least 3 games for the Giants this season.
Oh, reality.
Man.
I'm going to say, I'll say more.
Okay.
Jackson Dart has all the ability. I've been on him for a while now. He has all the ability. He understands this offense. He talked to Josh Allen about playing in a Dable offense and what he can learn from that. So that's another benefit for him. Yeah, dude, I think that Jackson Dart is ready for it. He might benefit a lot from watching and observing and being part of it, but that dude has the arm to do it, and I think he has the swagger to go along with it as well.
Alec?
Mr. Unlimited.
No, Russ, go away, go away. It's not your time. It's Jackson's time, and it's my time to talk, not yours. I think that's a reality. I'm kind of with Corey just because I want to watch him. I don't want to watch him win games because he's in the division, but I want to watch him play. So I kind of hope he plays more than three, and I'm kind of expecting
that. What would you set that number at? Sorry, Alec. What do you think is a realistic – like, do you think he could play five games?
Seven.
I was thinking five. I think five would be a comfortable number to where you could say, look, we're not in it this year. We want to see what you've got in real game action against real starters. I think five would kind of tell them everything they need to know going into next year.
Okay. All right. Now, this next one I'm interested to see – how y'all fall on this. NFL overreaction reality. Somehow, some way, you will eventually watch or listen to all of the Cowboys preseason game.
Well, this week.
Yes.
Because last week I did bail a little early on it, Kevin. I had to. It was just killing me. But, yeah, somehow, some way I will. It's probably going to be Sunday.
Yeah, it's probably not going
to
be live.
Because tomorrow, from 5 to 8, I'm at the Derbyshire in Frisco for an FC Dallas watch party. So I'll be kind of, you know, keep it up the best way I can. But I definitely will on Sunday be wrapping it all up, trying to figure out, you know, what did we see from the players that we've been questioning.
So, Alec, before you answer, for all the people listening who said how much they love Christy Scales, of course, you can hear her on the Cowboys-Ravens broadcast with Brad and Babe tomorrow. Kickoff 6:07, pregame 3 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan. So, Alec, overreaction reality. Somehow, some way, you will watch or listen to all of the Cowboys-Ravens preseason game.
Yeah, it's a reality. And, you know, part of it is because of the job, and I want to stay informed and sound like I know what I'm talking about with some of these guys that are on the roster bubble. But I feel like even if I didn't do this, I probably still would, just because we talked about it a lot yesterday. I still have so many questions about this team.
Yeah,
and this is the 1 year out of the Schottenheimer experience that I'm probably going to have this many questions. So I feel like you can get some of them answered in the preseason. Not many, but you can get some. So I feel like either way, I still would.
NFL overreaction or reality, though? There's a lot of projection involved with this one. Cam Ward will be named a Pro Bowler multiple times.
This year?
Man, that would be amazing. Man, I want to see a season.
Everybody's like, hold on. Travis Hunter was supposed to be the Pro Bowler on both sides of the ball, and now it's Cam Ward?
And, like, you're so good. We're giving you two spots in the Pro Bowl.
You're on each side, actually. You're so good. You're on the NFC and the AFC.
And, by the way, as a side note, I have not seen any official announcement for people who think Travis Hunter really is already getting divorced. I saw that.
Yeah,
all,
my buddy texted me yesterday. And he was like,
all across social media. I don't know
either.
I do not know that to be factually accurate. So
Cam Ward, I think, will be. I think it's unfortunate he's on the Titans because they just bore me. Them and Indianapolis have always been boring.
Do you think that's reflected in how much attention he's gotten? Because Shedeur Sanders has gotten a crazy amount of attention. You would have thought Cam Ward was drafted in the middle of the third round.
He's in the middle of Nashville, right? And
it ain't a bachelor party, or
bachelorette party.
Right, you're right.
He's a good player, and I think he does things the right way. Now, I'm hearing things from afar, obviously, but everything I watched on film and the person that I hear he is, the kind of leader he's desiring to be, at least, are setting up very well. It's just a matter of if he can get the team to go along with him. Ultimately, that's going to be the biggest factor for him. But, yeah, I think he's got the talent to be able to do that. I also think Shedeur Sanders is going to be a Pro Bowler multiple times.
See, and I like that. I think we're just at the point where, like, it feels like the casual public is expecting that. Where, like, there's no way you would think, if you just didn't know anything about this past draft, that you would think Cam Ward was the guy who went first and Shedeur Sanders was the guy who slipped.
Exactly.
There is no way. So Alec,
and that Dylan Gabriel went before Shedeur.
Oh my god! And is on the same team. There's no way people would know that if you weren't like into football. Alec, same question for you. I know I don't play the game anymore, but Cam Ward will be a multi-time Pro Bowler in his career.
I'll go reality. I like a lot of what Corey was saying because we know the player on the field. We've seen plenty of things that make you just scratch your head and say, how can a human do that? And that's really good for a number one overall pick. But at the same time, you kind of heard like, yeah, he's kind of just there, you know, coming out of the draft. It was like he isn't really the vocal kind of guy that's really rallying the troops and not flashy or any of that. And then he steps in day one. He's already winning over everybody's hearts in the press conferences and stuff, talking about, hey, you know, I better step up and be a leader because I'm doing what I love. You know, I get to wake up and play a game every day for fun and for a lot of money, you know, and he's saying all the right things. I think they really got the right guy, and I think he has the right mindset to be a multi-time Pro Bowler.
Let me toss one more out for you guys. NFL overreaction or reality? Terry McLaurin and or Micah Parsons will miss the first game of the season.
Reality.
Okay. I admit I'm surprised by that because Kingsbury said, like, hey, Terry McLaurin, we're to the point where we need to get him out there. And I just – I know how the Cowboys operate, and Mickey is right about padded practices and everything. Just in my mind, I have a hard time believing Micah signs on Monday and they don't play him.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I understand, but Kevin, here's where I go with that. And I know Mickey was talking whenever
and
I said
it. And he's right.
Rashawn Slater, though.
Yeah.
Look, he signs his deal, and they say, all right, get back out there in practice,
yeah.
And his leg gives out because he's not ready for
yeah.
it. And then, Tevin, the reality, you've seen this with the Cowboys. They're like, hey, we don't care. We're going to get you – we're going to pace you into this thing. We
yeah.
saw with Brandon Carr years ago.
Yeah.
And so it's going to take that time, and he's just not physically ready for it. Now, he's doing his work.
I don't question that.
That game shape versus just being, you know, around is two completely different things. But I mean, you got Debo. I think they feel comfortable rolling Debo out there. Luke McCaffrey. I think there are some options. I'm not sure about Micah or Michael Gallup and their deal there. But
yeah,
I think that they feel comfortable now. But they would love to have him there because they're aspiring for bigger things, and he would be a key part to that.
All right, Alec, overreaction or reality? Terry McLaurin and or Micah Parsons will miss at least game one.
This is so tough. I've fluctuated on both perspectives, if we're being honest. I'm going to say reality, and I think it ends up being McLaurin who misses week one.
Yeah, I'm there too.
I'm starting to shift my perspective on the Micah thing where I'm kind of with Kevin now, where I do think if they were to magically sign him week one, I think he does play. I don't think he plays every snap, though. I think it'll be pretty similar to the Chris Jones situation in Kansas City where they're
yeah.
going to say, hey, if you start running out of gas, take yourself out of the game. Like, we need you the rest of the stretch. So, you know, if he gets a sack on Jalen Hurts week one, I say it's a successful game, and they obviously got things done in time. So I do think that he plays. I don't think McLaurin does because that seems like it's gotten pretty stale pretty quick.
Okay. Excellent insight from you fellas.
Kevin, you know, there's something we forgot.
What's
today's
that?
Shout out Friday.
Oh, I know.
And somebody's sending a shout out that I want to get to in the next segment.
We should. Cool. We have done.
I'm so sorry.
It's been
a busy day, bro.
I'm going to blame jet lag.
Mm-hmm.
Does that count? Can you have jet lag from 4 days ago?
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, it sticks around, man.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, I blame that. Coming up next, live from Taco Bueno, 7940 North Central Expressway here in Dallas, it's time for the Combo Platter Adulting Edition. Give us a sports opinion, and then what activity or thought do you have now that you didn't care about at all as a kid? 877-881-1053. We'll do that as part of the Expressway next on The Fan.
Swinging a drive down the left field line. If it's fair, this game is over. It's hooking. It is fair! And the Rangers win! Jake Berger with a walk-off hit. And Texas comes back and beats the Snakes 7-6.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Taco Bueno, 7940 North Central Expressway in Dallas. And since he said beat the Snakes, I want to let you know there was a Diamondbacks team there in Germany. And I think you would love it because when they did their team chant, they finished up by going and lifting up their hand. It looked like a snake. It was awesome. Like, that was the best chant
yeah.
at the camp.
Why wasn't yours the best?
Because
the color red is kind of weird.
We could not get on the same page
oh,
about that.
But y'all won a championship.
We did.
So.
Exactly. Look, we were
not focused on baseball.
We were not great.
And the Lord.
Exactly. And plus, we made a deal. The kids wanted me to chant. One of the chants they do is tiki-taki, tiki-taki, oi, oi, oi.
Oh, I like that one,
and
yeah.
And I did that, but I wanted them to yell, let's go. Mm-hmm. And I had several of my players, and they would get hits. They were like, let's go.
Oh, they love it. And it's such an easy thing to say.
Yes, it absolutely. Right. It made me happy. We're going to get to the combo platter in just a second, but also we have done a negligent job of Shout Out Friday.
It's a big word.
Do you... We've done a
from
crap
the,
job.
From the 214, Corey, can I get a shout-out for my birthday on Sunday? All right, I appreciate this. Also, you threatened my wife, Judy, last year. Can you do that again? She got my birthday wrong by 3 days on our plane tickets in June. She did get us a condo in South Padre this weekend, though, so thanks, mm-hmm. Tolo, Steven, and Judy. And I don't really know. I mean, I love South Padre. So I don't know.
Were you
know,
about to say you don't know about the threat?
I don't know if I can threaten her because I love South Padre so much. And
your
so
threats
she did.
Always go like, I don't know, marriage is tough. It might is. Not work out.
Like, yeah, I mean, the fact that y'all are still together right now is really awesome, Judy. So if you're going to keep this man around, if you really want to keep this man around, you better get his birthday right, all right? You know what, though? Steven, did you get her birthday right? Text back in. I need to know if you're nailing that.
Hold on.
Birthday
to be dates. Fair does she need to get his birthday right? He just said she got it wrong. Mm-hmm. They're still married.
You don't know that. I mean, he could be
that's what it says.
I mean, for now, you know. Okay. If it happens again, it could be that could be
women,
the breaker,
right?
You know, exactly.
Okay, Mike,
thank you very much. So I don't know,
why do we have so many?
And he said feel free to summarize, so I appreciate
okay.
that, Steve.
All right, I like it. The 903. Shout out to my wife for allowing me to get her pregnant the second time. We're oh. both very excited. Shooting for a boy this go around.
How do you aim?
I don't know, man. People will tell you like you hold the leg back or something.
Choppy says he knows how. Choppy says that he has two boys, and I will confirm this. I have two boys and a girl. And I think they were different, so I'm just saying.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There are ways.
All right. Well, I look forward to hearing that, I guess.
Off air.
All right. So
story, yeah.
Our combo platter for today is the adulting edition. Give us a sports opinion and then... What belief do you have or what do you think about that when you were a kid, you're like, I would never care about that in my life? One of the reasons this came up to me is the other day, I park out in front of our house because our older son will still park kind of like to the side of the garage and my wife parks in the garage and everything. So I park out front. 100% I saw someone coming down the street and I was like, damn, you driving too fast and whatnot. And so I thought,
do you ever get mad when you see people park the wrong way on the street?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I got a ticket for that once.
And that's
like,
why.
Well, never again.
My cousin in Chicago, where they live, you have to move your car off the street by like 8 o'clock they'll come ticket you.
Yeah. You don't want that. Nobody wants a ticket.
But like, I never would have thought that as a kid. Yes, it's the worst.
I get it.
But as a kid, I never would have been like, well, that guy's driving too fast. But now I'm like, you maniacs, there's kids who live around here.
They could be playing soccer in the front yard.
Exactly.
I get it, man.
And
I
so
understand.
There's a whole bunch of great examples already from the 214. This could be from Gavin Dawson. Rowdy Tellez will get released before the end of the season. And as a kid, I never cared about grocery shopping. And now I do, and I really look forward to it. From the 469, the Dallas Wings will make it past the first round of the playoffs. Ooh. And they get excited about buying new tools.
Ooh. Dude. All right, so that was actually my grandfather. Recently, we went through their home and, you know, we're moving things out and stuff like that. And he, I got some of his tools and it was just really awesome, you know, because I grew up using these.
Yeah.
He taught me how to change my oil, taught me how to change tires, flat tires, anything that I needed.
Okay.
He had a tool for it and he showed me how to use those things. And so, and then he told me the other day, he was like, I was very particular about the types of tools I bought. I would spend the extra money for good tools. And so that made a big difference in my life on that.
Okay.
Kevin, you mind if I hop in on this conversation? Because I know we do have Ryan Spilsboroughs coming up here soon.
Spilsboroughs. It would be weird if you didn't get involved.
I said yesterday, and I still am of this opinion, that if the Rangers don't have a good outing in this road trip, I think they're done for the year. And when I say bad outing, like a 2-5 kind of outing is bad. And if that happens, man, this team just doesn't have the life. And I don't know what could shock them back to life. Here's something interesting, though, because somebody tweeted to Evan Grant yesterday, wish the Rangers had the cojones to do what the Nationals did. Adolis Garcia should be on the top of the list to be shown the door. Evan Grant then replied, Adolis Garcia has not performed. He may have played his last game for the Rangers, but there is a mean-spirited, punitive tone to so many tweets about a guy who did so much for this team. That's the part I don't get. That line of he may have played the last game for the Rangers, I'm very shocked by it.
Me too.
And because he's very in tune with what's going on, and I don't think that's just thrown out there for no reason.
Yeah.
But the idea of, you know, we asked Bochy if it was kind of a mental thing, a mental release for him too, but dude, could it be his last? That would have been it, and he's done?
I would admit I'm pretty stunned if that was the case. And unfortunately for the Rangers, that would make it look all the more foolish that they didn't trade him at the deadline.
Yeah, no,
now,
absolutely.
To be fair, I do not know what, if any,
he was playing
offers.
Well at the time, and it looked good, and maybe they were at a place, too, where they were like, no, we can, and maybe they've decided, no, it's time to start looking ahead to the future.
That would be surprising to me just because, you know, I kind of thought this would be a 10-day IL stint that is actually 10 days, you know, and ready to go. So I would be surprised by that. That's an interesting.
He did say may have.
Yeah.
You know, that's may have. But
well, and I was going to say the other part is an interesting interpretation.
Okay.
Because, like, you're supposed to stay neutral no matter what. When you're on the beat with teams, it can be really hard not to get to know these people.
Oh, for sure.
And care for them. And so, like, I get what Evan Grant is saying, but I'm sure some of those people who are like, we need to get rid of Adolis Garcia are just looking at it in terms of, like, I didn't love what he did last year. He struggled this year. Mm-hmm. And it's not meant as, like, I think he sucks as a person or, like, I forgot what happened in 2023. It's just like, that was 2 years ago, man.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'll never forget, though.
I, no, I agree.
You better never forget.
I will never, ever forget.
One of those damn things.
But don't you think some people would argue is that has been a hindrance to this team moving on? Is not just Adolis, but like sticking with some of those players a little bit too long?
Yes, I'll stick with Adolis on that. He is a power hitter that you had in the middle of your lineup, heart of the lineup.
Yeah.
You expect something from him specifically. You aren't getting it. The lineup's failing. That you see that as a central piece to it. You could have replaced that. There's a lot of things that kind of drive you in that feeling. Kevin, the thing I didn't care about as a kid that I do now, things on the floor. When I was a child, I did not care where I left stuff. If my room had stuff on the floor, I did not care. Now in my home, I don't want anything under your bed, and I don't want anything on the floor, mostly because of the Roomba. But also, it looks better. Like, it looks cool, and I was not the tidiest kid. But I want the house to look like clean because it's better to come home to that.
So not under the floor. That is not a storage place.
Under the bed?
Yeah, under the bed. That's not a storage
place
for me.
No, okay. I want to be able to see under your bed just in case that monster comes out.
All right. That took a hard turn right there. From the 972, Micah legitimately won't play and will use the back injury to still collect game checks until he hits the required number of games and road trips. As a kid, I didn't care how long it was. Now, I won't do one that's longer than 3 hours. You know what's interesting? My wife hates... let's try this again. My wife...
Truly dislikes
okay. Cracker Barrel.
Oh, man, I get it.
Because, do you?
The entrance is overwhelming.
Okay, she dislikes it because of the road trip, because she felt like every time they went on a road trip as a kid, her parents forced them to eat at Cracker Barrel, and she doesn't see the magic of, like, you get that whistle pop in the front storeroom, or you get that old-timey-looking Tootsie Roll that looks like it came straight out of the 1940s, and they make sure to charge you $5 for it or whatever it is. But somehow it's more delicious than a regular Tootsie Roll.
It's just a regular Tootsie Roll.
No, it isn't. What? It isn't.
I can agree with you about the Rice Krispie treat at Rudy's, but that's the only one.
I don't know if they do that anymore.
Okay.
I think now they might just have the smaller ones for the kids. Maybe it's because there was some sort of unfortunate usage of that Rice Krispie treat. I can't speak to that for sure. From the 214, Garcia is overrated and will be in Frisco permanently before the end of the season. Man, that kind of goes back to what Evan was saying. And I never thought I'd care about children calling me sir or calling my wife ma'am. But now if they don't, it annoys the crap out of me.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Whenever they do say it, I appreciate the sign of respect. Like, I'd look at it as a sign of respect now, but I don't get upset if nobody does.
From the 214, the Cowboys will get past the first round in the playoffs. Hey! Mm. But then they said Dak chokes after that. And working with their planner in the shop, that is a very adult thing, is like going through your planner. And then as a kid, you're like, what?
Oh, yeah. Adrian loves her desk calendar.
I get it.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what? That's something I use a lot more, the phone calendar. Usually I'm just like fly by the seat of my pants. But now I'm just like, you want me to do what? When? Okay, I need to put this in my calendar now. Otherwise, I'll forget, man.
Alec, as we do the combo platter, adulting edition, can you give us a sports opinion and then something that you care about a lot as an adult or a thought that you would not have given a crap about as a kid?
Yeah, so a couple of things here. First, I did just get delivered a Taco Bueno party box.
Look at that. Displaying on
the fan cam as we speak. So
I think with the tax, it's $6.49, maybe $6.50. If you want to just put that in an envelope for us, that'd be
Venmo,
great.
Kevin.
Well, Venmo is not an option for me. That has been told on the morning show a few times.
That's right.
7940 North Central Expressway in Dallas. If you want to just mail it on down the road.
Yeah, that's actually easier than me getting getting a Venmo account, so we will make that happen. And I was told by Cody that my price that I had to pay for this was I had to say shout out to the 2025 OKC Thunder for winning the NBA championship.
You are kidding me.
So,
right now. Oh, yeah.
Was it worth it, Alec?
Actually,
yes.
We got four of them because there are some other people here that work with them. So
yeah. So there's a. There's not many things I won't do for Taco Bueno, so I consider that a small price to pay for salvation,
okay.
As Thanos would say. But guys, mm-hmm. my sports opinion, my real one, because I don't care about the Thunder and I never will, is the Evan Grant thing, Corey. Yeah. I don't think it's too crazy. I really don't. And the only reason I say that is because let's just fast forward a week in Rangers history. Mm. If they continue to skid, if it's just becoming more and more clear that they're out of it, I would like to see those at-bats going elsewhere. I would like to see the at-bats going younger. I just want to see what I've got. Kind of like we were talking about with the preseason football stuff. At that point, I'm in what can I look forward to next year mode.
Yeah.
So that's me trying to be the optimist for a future without him because I feel like that would probably be the direction they go in the offseason, to which, Kevin, to your credit, why didn't they trade him if that was going to be the move the whole time? But since it didn't happen, I wouldn't mind seeing those at-bats going somewhere else. As much as I love El Bombi and he is the spirit of this team,
agreed.
It's a business, and they got to look forward to what's next with that outfield, and I wouldn't be too shocked by that.
You know, add another thing in that conversation is – I'm not trying to hurt him here. He's pouty. And
Adoles.
having that around sometimes is a bad thing too. And if things aren't going well for the team and things aren't going well for him at this last stretch, if that's the case, you know, you don't want that around. So I get that too.
Now, Alec, real quick, I might need to make a correction. I thought it was planner with two N's. Multiple people have pointed out since they said in the shop it was probably a planer that they were talking about, like the machinery, as opposed
to... This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Like a planner, like your calendar. So my apologies and forgiveness Friday.
Oh,
for that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I swear I thought it my was apologies. Two ends.
Yeah.
Or it might have been putting my own bias of liking to plan
the planner,
things.
Yeah.
There.
My dad loves that.
All right, Alec, back to you.
Boeing. Something I didn't care about as a kid that I care about a lot now. It's a broad concept, but I'll explain. Time. I did not realize how important and how little time we have, just how important it is, because I'm a chronic planner now. Like, not a planner, a planner. I think about traffic, like I'll actually map it out and see what the GPS is predicting for traffic at this time on this day. So I base when I'm going to leave the house so I can be on time, like if not a little bit early to a certain event or what have you. And like planning out my day, I actually plan it out like in blocks. You know, I think about, you know, early morning, mid morning, afternoon and evening. Like I am super planned out. So, and I never did that as a kid. I never cared. I was told where I was going, and I was told, hey, be ready at this time, and the rest is handled for me. I got to drive myself places now. I got to dress myself now. All that stuff, like, I never realized, oh, this takes up a lot of time.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how important that was going to be.
Kevin from the 469, y'all got me craving Taco Bueno. I'm in the Crandall area, so I'm going to that location right now. So, hey, look, man, I just love Taco Bueno. Find one. Love you to be True. Here at the Dallas location with us. But if you're closer to another one, do that for right now. But keep your plan. If you're going to plan, though, we have some more coming in the future.
Yes, and we will put out, hopefully we can put out the master schedule sooner rather than later. I would love to see you here, but you're right. Mm-hmm. If you can get to any of the Taco Buenos, I still think that that is a really good idea. And I've seen variations of this from the 325 and from the 972. People who are upset and not quite sure why Cody Freeman is not back up with this team at a time when you are struggling to get just about anything going offensively. He has been on fire with Round Rock. He is first in the PCL in batting average. He's sixth in OPS. In his last 55 games, he's hitting .383 with an OPS of 1.073. Look, I am curious about that as well, because it's not
play
like
a lot of different positions too.
That is true.
He's like Josh Smith,
at least with Osuna. When he came up here, and I'm still really excited about Alejandro Osuna, but at least when he was here, like it felt like he got a decent amount of time to show what he could do, and it just wasn't working in this instance, and they sent him on back down. Now, Cody Freeman, it feels like he was here for like two games.
Yeah, got a hit. That was it.
Okay, I mean, but he didn't play that.
He only
played a few games.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Like a little more opportunity to be out there, and especially if he's doing it at the AAA level. Like that's significant, because that's as close to real Major League Baseball as you're going to get.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. People have been asking, want to remind you again, G-Bag Nation will be live from Pickler Universe in Carrollton today off of 35 if you want to go out and see them.
I do.
Okay, that is good.
And it's possible. I can still make it out there. They have a five-hour show, Kevin.
It's only 3.5 hours today.
Then I better hurry up. I'll see you in just a little bit.
Okay. Well, if you could stay here until the show is over.
I really like their show, though.
Okay. That's fine. You will make it there in like 30 minutes.
Okay.
Or if you could stay here for the rest of our show, that would be really great. All right, we're going to talk with Ryan Spielborgs from Apple TV right now on 105.3 The Fan. Good afternoon, sir.
How are you guys? What's he trying to run off to?
Yeah, he's trying to ditch the show for the next show.
Yeah, I really like our afternoon drive show, and they're out at Pickler's Universe, and I just wanted to go say hi to them, but I guess I have to stay around for a little bit, is what I'm told.
Yeah, just till the end of the show.
It's like leaving in the fifth inning. You came out of the game and you're trying to go to dinner early. I don't think it works that way.
So what would you say to Rangers fans who would argue that they could have left the fifth inning a couple of times this year and we still would have had the same number of runs and hits at the end of the game?
Hey, you know, it's interesting. So I do MLB Network Radio on Sirius XM 2, cover the Rockies. So it's not like I just do Apple games on Friday night. And last week we had Chris Young on the program with us on radio. And, you know, I found it kind of interesting that his explanation of especially trade deadline, you know, possibly looking for another bat was, hey, man, like the back of these guys' baseball cards, you know, the back of Marcus Semien's card and the back of Adolis' card. And I know Adolis just got hurt, but you also got the return of Evan Carter. It was like these players, if they play what they're capable of doing in the next 45-ish games, like we're okay. And I totally agree with him. You know, I was on the World Series path with him back in 2023. Watched that team get hot. I know what Boach can do. This is arguably the best pitching staff in baseball, top to bottom. Even though the last week has been terrible, especially when it comes to blown saves and holds and stuff. But there's a lot of pieces there where it's such a strange team. I can't put my finger on it. I don't know why they're not hitting. I don't have an explanation for it other than, you know, if you've been around baseball long enough, like hitting's contagious, and when good hitters get hot, they stay hot. I just haven't seen this team get hot.
Well, sticking with the Adolis for just a second, I know you were just mentioning he went on the injured list. Evan Carter is back. Can you give us your personal experience or from the teams that you've covered and everything? I think we all understand the physical component of being on the injured list, but how can it help a player like mentally, just taking that time or watching it a different way or however you see it?
It's really hard to get a hit from the bench, but getting a mental breather does kind of reset things. I mean, like, I went through a period in my career where I was terrible. The 2009, I was really struggling. And most people didn't know I lost my mom earlier in the year. And so it was like I was dealing with far more struggles off the field that I couldn't put my finger on, and it impacted my performance. And that's why I always caution people. I was like, if you see like a player has a significant drop off and they're not injured, you know, this is why you kind of ask them, like, everything going okay at home? Is there something, you know, because these things weigh on players and they weigh on people, right? Like, if you had somebody like a sick family member, whatever personal thing you have behind the scenes, you try not to bring that to work, but it could impact how you know, your day to day and your overall nature. So, if there's an opportunity for a player to get off the field and maybe address those issues, if that is part of what's going on, those mental resets can be very, very valuable. But if it's not a true mental reset, if there are additional factors, which is like economics, a player has free agency coming, they're worried about an extension, they're worried about all these things that they can't control. Well, that's another conversation where you can try to talk to somebody, especially if you have like a veteran player that's been there. Like, dude, stop thinking about that. It will happen on its own. Go out there, have fun, and play. So there's a bunch of different variables here that I can never, put my finger on it unless I'm talking to that player directly, if that's something that they're willing to share.
Ryan, you spent about 7 years with the Rockies organization there, and I'm kind of interested in the pitcher and team aspect and relationship. And whenever you're not hitting well as a hitter, and as a group of hitters, how much more pressure are you putting on yourself whenever you know you have a guy like DeGrom and Eovaldi and these guys going out there giving you those types of innings where it's all, high leverage almost for every moment because you're not scoring. And then from the other side, when the pitchers are like, man, it's got to be frustrating for them, but they can't and they won't say anything about something like that because they're all part of a team. What's that relationship like whenever things are going that poorly inside?
Yeah, we call it baseball symmetry when you have everything working together. It's frustrating, no question. I mean, the team recognizes it. You know, like you have one of your guys out there, he's shoving, and he can't score. That's really frustrating. At the same time, let's say your offense is going and your pitching can't stop it. That part is frustrating too. But you know, a team, you win as a team, you lose as a team. You know, it's never about finger pointing or anything like that. You know, oftentimes something as simple as, you know, team dinners, bringing guys together, those things matter. I mean, it's, again, you need people to get hot at the right time. Usually if we're talking like an offensive unit, yeah, working as a group, it's basically saying, hey, if you don't get a pitch to hit, take your walk. The next guy, if he doesn't get a pitch to hit, take your walk. And you start, you know, functioning as a group versus, you know, I got to get a hit right here. You know, I have to drive a ball in the gap. I have to, like, that becomes impossible. So, I mean, just the foundational baseball, like what we've seen the Rangers do in the past, which, you know, again, using 2023 as that example, that was foundational baseball, pitching, defense, and timely hitting. And that will eventually led them to the World Series. And a lot of those guys are still there. They're just older.
Speaking of a lot of those guys, one of them, how lucky are we as Rangers fans to have a Josh Smith? Like this dude, the level that he plays each position with, it just, he plays great defense. He's on base. I don't know, do a lot of teams have a player that's that capable?
No. No, Josh is awesome. He's I love watching that guy play. I still don't get how he creates so much whip. I mean, he's such a whippy hitter.
Yes.
In a small frame. I don't get it. I've looked around to see if there's any sort of comps for that type of player. There really isn't. You know, like maybe a Zach McKinstry, who was an all-star this year for the Tigers, kind of bounces around the infield, but not a lot of guys, and certainly not McKinstry wasn't hitting at the top of the lineup. There really isn't. You know, his value is really kind of unique because there's only a handful of guys like that. I mean, maybe a Jake Cronenworth. Again, like that's another comp, but I would take Josh over Cronenworth any day of the week. So. Yes, Ranger fans are very fortunate to have that type of player.
Talk with Ryan Spielborgs from Apple TV. They got the call tonight for the Rangers, but you also mentioned your work with the Rockies. I can't help but want to know, is there discussion or tracking of their record in terms of avoiding the White Sox record from last year, or does that not come up particularly anymore?
I mean, it's not like the Rockies have a cutout figure of an owner, you know, like it's Major League, and they're ripping off pieces of it to avoid the White Sox. No, that's not the case. It's hard to be historically bad. Nobody wants to be there historically bad, like have their name attached to it. They're aware of the record, but as far as like trying not to be as bad as the White Sox, like that's not in anyone's mindset. You know, they're literally just going out to try to beat the Arizona Diamondbacks tonight and then beat the Dodgers next week. And like that dubious record, if it happens, it happens, but they're not focused on not trying to lose. You know, like they're trying to win.
Give them a heads up and tell them not to pitch to Ketel Marte because
he
single-handedly crushed us in that last series.
Well, you guys I'm so glad he did too because
hurtful.
It's not hurtful. I just think, you know, Major League Baseball, we have two players that are so often overlooked, and there's Jose Ramirez in Cleveland and Ketel Marte in Arizona. Those are probably two of the best, most underrated players that get no love. Like people are like, oh, Ketel Marte. And then you look up and you're like, wait, he has a 940 OPS. He does it as a switch hitter. He's an elite defender. He does everything right. He keeps his teammates accountable. Like same as Jose Ramirez. So I personally love those players. Those are some of my favorite guys to watch. But I am sorry that he beat you guys up. But yeah, the word has been out for a long time. It's just the rest of the people need to pay attention to it.
Yeah, some of those pitches that came back across the plate, you're like, oh no.
Here it goes.
Well, we appreciate the time very much. Good sir, look forward to hearing you on the call tonight, Apple TV. Thank you very much for the time, good sir.
Yeah, and I always point out, if you hate listening to me, there's a feature on Apple TV Plus where you can connect the radio feed so you can listen to your Rangers radio feed or the Blue Jays radio feed. So,
man.
Just to give you a heads up.
I love that level
as
of self-awareness.
As long as you're watching Apple TV, he's
yeah,
happy.
Now because of that joke, I really hope everyone is locked in strictly on Apple TV for Blue Jays Rangers. Thanks again, sir.
All right, bye, guys.
There you go. Ryan Spielberg's right here on 105.3 The Fan. I was ready to turn against him when he said, I'm not sad that that happened.
601 said, can y'all hang up on this guy now?
he did give a good explanation, but yeah. For half a second, that really hurt my feelings.
It took a second for me to get it, though.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, live from Taco Bueno in Dallas, 7940 North Central Expressway. Coming up next, time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
And our friend Kyle Yeomans from DallasCowboys.com next on The Fan.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.